This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Talk Sports is back here in the studio, a hotter than normal studio. We got Draven, we got Ryan. No John today, he's taking care of some business. But, yeah, a little hotter than normal, huh? No AC today.
Listen, Cam.
Perfect day for it, too. I listen, know how much you love the heat, Draven.
I was going
to
say, man, this isn't good. This isn't good. Not just for me, but for you guys especially, because I'm telling you, I'm good right now. Like, I don't feel too hot right now. I'm a little hot. I'm a little, you know, a little heated, a little hot. But when this heat starts to wear on me, man, I'm telling you, my personality, it starts to change a little bit, Cam.
Oh.
Start to get a little bit more frustrated.
Okay.
Start to get a little bit more angry very, very quickly, very easily. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it, you know, give you guys a little heads up. If I get a little hostile here in the next couple hours, I apologize. It wasn't me. It was the heat. Okay? Let's just get that out of the way now.
Okay. I'm not going to let it get to me. This is my element. This is what I was made for.
I was going
to
say, you thrive in this, huh? This is all you.
This is what I was made for.
Jeez. 85 degrees in the studio right now.
Perfect.
That's where you feel sticky, you know? Just uncomfortable.
We'll get through it. Cam, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Hanging in there. This is Thursday. This week's kind of flying by a little bit.
Yes.
Weird week. NBA draft tonight. I'm pumped for that. Hey. Always love the NBA draft, stuff like that. So, yeah, I can't complain. It's a good day. It's a solid day. How are you, Draven? Well, at least until the heat kicks in.
Well, you know, the heat's not, you know, too fun. Also, it's not fun when it's 90, almost, was it, like 100 degrees outside today? Was it supposed to hit like triple digits, like on the heat index?
Ooh.
It's 100 degrees outside, and then I'm also in the process of moving, Cam. And I got to start right there. I got to start with that. The number one question that was on my mind so far this morning, like, we all have stuff we have to do that we hate, or that, you know, mm-hmm. that's just such a pain, mm-hmm. you know, paying taxes. I would say, you know, stubbing your toe on something. We all go through it. It's all painful. Getting stuck in traffic, whatever. Every single human has to usually go through this. I would say tell me if I'm wrong here. Top three worst thing like that you just have to do that is just absolutely inevitable that you just, no matter what, you have to get through it. Top three worst thing ever is, it's got to be like moving out. Is that too bold of a statement?
No, moving's
like,
awful.
No.
I'm wrong, but it's got to be, like, I would say top three, just trying to, you know, workshop it right now, I'd say, like, probably getting stuck in traffic, especially when it is, like, middle of the summer getting stuck in traffic. I'd say that's up there.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like I said, moving out has to be up there. And then for me, like, going to the dentist is awful. Gloves or not, I don't want somebody with their nasty hands all up in my face. Just saying. Those, for me, the top three worst things you just have to go through. You have to deal with it.
I'd lump some the dentist with the doctor's appointments right there,
Doctor's appointments are rough. Doctor's appointments are rough. Now, granted, sometimes it's usually just, you know, kind of a quick checkup. Sometimes you can kind of be a little bit in and out. Now, the waiting room is probably worse than just actually seeing the doctor for the most part. But, like, a dentist, man. Again, gloves or not, I get they got gloves on, whatever, but just, like, they're up in your grill, man. They are up in your face. They're in your mouth. It's just like, ugh. I hate it. Top three worst things you have to go through.
No, moving's terrible. I absolutely despise moving. It's annoying. I don't even like people, like, watching me move. I hate, like, moving stuff
that,
during the day.
That's an annoying
just,
process,
like,
too. Yeah.
You, like, please stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how about
I'll
you come
move
help?
In the middle of the
how
night?
About you, how about you come
yeah.
help and, like, you know, watching me go through this process, struggling as I'm carrying my bed or couch down the two flight of stairs, and they're just sitting there kind of giggling at me. No, I totally get that.
Yeah, no, I hate everything about moving.
What's worse, is it moving out or moving in? It's got to be moving out, right?
Moving out.
Because you got to, like, kind of clean. You got to clean up your place a little bit. You got to make sure everything looks good. And then at least when you're moving in. When you're moving in, you at least get the new place. Like, you get to kind of do it all for a reason. Like, you get to experience a new place. When you're moving out, it's just kind of like putting it all in a truck. Then you have to go drive, go haul it all off. It's just, it's awful, man.
Yeah, I just think the unloading in either direction is or loading slash unloading is just annoying either direction. Especially loading up at the beginning, trying to figure out where you're going to put everything. It's a terrible task.
Yeah.
It's even worse, too, like, for me, I have to go through it. Like, you know, it's part of it. I got to move. Like, that's part of the process here. But, like, helping a friend move, too, it's got to be even more worse, right? Because you're obligated for the most part, especially when, you know, big and strong like me, you know, you get asked a lot, Cam. You get asked a lot to help move, you know, help move the heavy stuff, whatever. But, man, that's got to be even worse, having
you
to help somebody.
Like, you work for a moving company.
Thanks, Cam. Is that a compliment? Just the broad shoulders and muscular arms? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, sure.
Awful.
Yeah, you know, moving's terrible. So awful. Have fun with that, especially in the heat. You're gonna love that.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the process for the week. So we'll see how that goes.
He's sweating up a storm while going.
Oh gosh! Don't even remind me. What's the sports story of the day, Cameron?
I guess it's gonna be the NBA draft is tonight.
Obviously,
Olympics still going on too, so that's probably up
any
there as well.
Any juicy draft rumors we got a couple of few hours before? I guess 8 hours.
Just a bunch
still
of trade rumors going swirling around right now. Nothing official.
I saw what the Pelicans
wanted to get Simmons gone by tonight.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's big.
Pelicans traded like a second round pick, something like that. Saw that.
Really?
I guess that was our first official NBA trade for this draft. Was the, I believe they traded the 54th pick, something crazy.
Okay.
And we had the JV trade, a couple picks getting swapped around, but the Simmons is not worth what the Sixers are trying to get for him.
What was the asking price here?
It's like multiple first round picks for this year and the future starting caliber player. And if you even have a team like the Spurs, who would be a perfect project team for Simmons, it's just not going to work out. I don't think they're going to find a partner.
Like, Sixers wanting to acquire draft picks just doesn't really make sense, right? Like, are we going through this again? What year are we on now of the process? What, year 8? Year 7, 6, something like that?
It's been going. It's been going for a while. Hasn't worked out great, but it's going. It's a process. But, yeah, I don't know if they are going to get their asking price. Probably no, obviously, but never know. They may take a pay cut, in their opinion, or do what they got to do to get him gone tonight, because it seems like, that's the timeline they've kind of set for themselves. Because, obviously, this is the best time to do it, because you would like to take advantage of some of the draft picks this year if you can.
But, again, like that, if I'm the Sixers, I think I'd rather just wait. A little bit. I don't see what the point of rushing this is. You say draft picks, and that's fine. Maybe they want to get a couple of draft picks. People are trying to move up in this draft. We obviously, like you mentioned, the Grizzlies moving up, even though they're sort of a team that's maybe not in contention, but at least trying to make a push into the postseason. You know, advance in the second round.
Yep.
Like the Sixers, what the hell's a draft pick going to do for this team? That's my thing. Yeah. Like and even adding. Like three, you know, let's say they do get a couple draft picks and add, what'd you say, a starter caliber player. Is that really moving the needle either? Like,
I mean, somebody's got to fill in Simmons' spots. And I think you just want some good young talent on your bench to hope they kind of develop.
But it's just like, at what point do you just say, maybe we're better off with Ben Simmons?
I don't think you can bring him back at this point. I just don't think you can. He just that postseason run, man. It just not a good look. The fans are fed up. I feel like teammates, the organization are fed up in general. I think it's one of those things where you almost can't bring him back.
Yeah.
But I would just be so much more frustrated. It's like, okay, yeah, let's trade Ben Simmons. That's completely fine. But it's like, you're telling me we're getting two draft picks and a role player out of it. Like, that's what we're going to get excited about. That's where it's like, we're good now. We got rid of Ben. We got rid of the scapegoat. But the draft picks and one okay role player who can actually maybe shoot a ball, that's going to push them into like a championship contender. Like, I'm not buying that.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, they already think they're kind of a championship contender.
Right, right.
And stuff like that.
And Ben Simmons is the complete scapegoat, right? Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah, so he's got
to
be gone.
It's crazy to me, like, have you guys heard any, like, really anything negative? I mean, there was, I guess, when they first got eliminated at the time, but, like, man, Doc Rivers, you don't not really hear anything about that guy, the guy that continues to choke in the postseason. It's literally all about, they've completely shifted this narrative all on Ben Simmons. All on Ben Simmons. And like I said, I feel like they're going to rush it, and they're going to try to get rid of him as soon as possible, take the first offer that kind of hits their hands, and I think it's going to be, I think it's not going to work out for Philadelphia. I don't really know what you do get in return. Maybe I'm overhyping Ben Simmons just a little bit and what you can get in return, but if I'm a Sixers fan, I'm like, really? We traded a guy that's probably lost his confidence, but maybe he's still a guy that is still a star, right? We're still all calling Ben Simmons a star at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to still trade a star player for draft picks when, again, the whole goal is to, you know, go to a championship, have that push over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying that. But we'll see. Like you said, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. It should be an interesting night. We'll see how much movement we get across the board. We'll get a quick break, come back on the other side. Could probably talk about some other rumored stuff we're hearing right now swirling around for the draft. Get you ready for that tonight and see what else is going around in the sports world. So stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. So leave me alone. Back here on the program, talking a little NBA draft as that's getting kicked off tonight. Is that at, I'm assuming 8, probably?
Yeah, 7, 8, pretty 8. Sure. 8 p.m.
Yep, okay, 8 p.m. it is. Well, yeah, that's basically the big news of today. There's lots of stuff kind of swirling around right now. Tons of teams trying to trade into the top 10, it seems like. As of right now, some people are saying it doesn't look like anybody's going to be able to get up that high, just kind of with the fact that there's been a lot of guys that have kind of had their stock rise through the camps and the combines and stuff going into the draft. So a lot of the top 10 teams feel pretty set about where they want to be in the top 10. There's a lot of guys that kind of seem to have a fluctuating, like, draft range. I mean, people like Jalen Johnson, our own Keon Johnson, Usman Garuba, Cam Thomas, Zaire Williams, Kai Jones, Jared Butler, all seem to be, like, all over the spectrum as far as where they'll get drafted. Kind of same with Kuminga around the 6 through 10 range. People are kind of wondering where he will go as well. Also, OKC has like 6 draft picks tonight, so people are obviously speculating they're not going to hold on to all of those.
You would hope not.
You don't really want to bring in 6 rookies, I wouldn't think. Apparently, also, many teams aren't really interested in second-round picks, which is probably why the Pelicans went ahead and unloaded that 53rd pick to the 76ers for cash considerations. And then, there's teams like Indiana at 13, the Spurs at 12 that have been getting a lot of offers. I saw Indiana had some interest from the Grizzlies and the Hawks as far as moving up. We'll see how many first-rounders end up being traded this year. I think there was 8 last year. And I guess we already have – well, the average is 8. We average 8 first-round draft pick trades like per NBA draft year. And I think, I guess, so far, they had the number 10 and 17 pick got traded. Who was that for?
Valanciunas.
Yeah. That trade had some picks move already. You could count the Boston OKC trade last month if you wanted. So I guess we're technically around 3 right now. So law of averages say you may get 5 more trades or so with first-round picks.
Hope so.
The thing is, I guess, who people are expecting to get moved for these picks. And things like that. And Ryan, you said you had one from the Lakers and Kings?
Yeah. So Lakers are definitely trying to get Buddy Hield, you know, get a good shooting guard outside.
Yep.
And they're offering their number 22, Montrezl Harrell, and either Kuzma or KCP just for Buddy Hield. No draft picks involved.
I feel like KCP, I guess, makes the most sense in that spot instead of Kuzma just because the positions are the same.
I got to get rid of Kuzma, but, though.
Yeah, I got to get rid of Kuzma.
Like, I don't know how high Kuzma's stock is. I don't think it's very high, but you got to think it's higher than KCP's, though.
Yeah.
You would think?
I don't know,
man. Even worst case, like, the age difference there?
Yeah.
How old is Kyle Kuzma?
Like, probably, like, 26. I knew he came in as an older rookie.
Oh yeah, what
26. Yeah, he's 26. Yeah. So he still really is young.
Yeah, but he ain't taking those steps.
No, I mean, yeah. He took a massive, massive step back. At least KCP's kind of out there, like, playing defense, knocking down threes every now and then. He's doing something. But Kuzma's basically barely coming off the bench at certain points in the postseason. But
and am I, like, the only guy who forgot that Montrezl Harrell was even on the Lakers?
I mean, he did not participate in, like, two games, didn't he, in the playoffs? Yeah. I mean,
straight disappeared.
Yeah, he did go MIA for that team. So, yeah, he definitely seems like one of those guys they are more than willing to get rid of. Buddy Hield helps with the – I mean, he fixes one of your problems. You need shooters around LeBron and AD, and he's one of those guys that obviously is a shooter. Why of the Kings are trading him or considering trading him now after they were so – coveted him so much, it seemed like, in the past couple of years. Like, they basically chose him over Bogdanovich last year. And obviously paid him a little bit. So it seemed like that was one of those guys that they kind of wanted to keep in their core and hope, you know, maybe they can get their stuff together one day, but they're just a mess all around, I guess. So I really
have no idea where the Lakers are going to be at next season. Because, like you're telling me the big three would be LeBron, AD, and Buddy Hield, and you're potentially losing, like, maybe two or three role players potentially with this trade.
They're still gonna have holes. Like you need the point guard,
right? I mean, Schroeder's gone at this point. Like they're not gonna re-sign him
or something like that. But yeah, you gotta get some sort of point guard in there.
Do you think if they made this trade, they would still be able to unite the best buddies of Lowry and DeRozan? Because that's one of the big Lakers
rumors going around.
I don't know. It depends on how much of pay cuts those guys want to take. Because I mean, you're not gonna be able to fit him in on big money contracts at all, especially with Buddy Hield. I don't even know if you'd be able to get in like obviously like a Chris Paul would have to take a huge discount. I think to be able to fit.
I saw
in
Chris
that
Paul,
as well.
I believe, wanted what 3 years, $100 million. Yeah, I believe was the report there.
Get close to that.
Yeah. Man, and then another interesting one, Draven. You were talking about Terrence Ross being looked at by the New York Knicks.
That makes me feel bad for the Knicks, man. Like. They really like Kawhi is kind of their only hope, right, to get that big free agent, and then like you got to settle for Terrence Ross, which I mean it's similar to what 2 years ago when I mean they wanted to get Kevin Durant and Kyrie and all those rumors, and then Kawhi and PG and all that, and then they ended up with Julius Randle, who obviously was pretty terrible in the postseason, so.
And it looks like they did do an offer. The Knicks offered Orlando pick number 21 and Kevin Knox for Terrence Ross and the 33rd pick.
Kevin Knox has fell so far.
He sure has.
Everybody was calling him like the next Durant at one point.
Did he even play any this past year, really? Yeah.
He got like garbage time minutes. That was it. Like, what in the world?
Like, this goes through. He's just going to join the whole crowd of Orlando of like former really top picks or just kind of sputtering right now.
Yeah.
Orlando just takes in strays and tries to hope they work out, but it hasn't been working out. But, jeez.
Oh, another interesting Knicks news right here. They tried to get Dylan Brooks from the Grizzlies, but they were denied multiple times, and the offers included multiple first-round picks.
Wow.
It's a lot of praise for Dylan. I mean, he did have a great season.
He was good. I'm curious. I mean, does Memphis try to keep him? Why would they want to? Wonder what this trade. What are the Knicks trying to go for Dylan Brooks? First of all, I wonder what the Grizzlies are going to do with him. I guess what ESPN did release a mock draft as well.
Did they? We got a couple of rumors for you too.
Oh, what we got?
Apparently, they said if they stay put at their 7th and 14th picks, their number 7 pick, they go with a player with high upside. And at 14, they try to get a guy that they feel like can play right away more. One of the guys more NBA-ready guys. But also, it seems like they are more than willing to package their 7 and 14 for a starting caliber player. Obviously, they've had their sights set on Bradley Beal. If they can't pull that off, they said they'd take a starting caliber player for those two picks. So that is definitely something to watch. They're one of those teams that, pretty good team, has some good draft picks. One of those other teams like the Knicks and the Thunder that have multiple draft picks in the first round, so it can definitely make some moves for sure. So we'll kind of see where it falls. It looks like Cade Cunningham's definitely kind of seems like he's settling in as the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still surprised they haven't officially announced that. Haven't they done that with almost At least
the majority,
the big ones, yeah. the for sure number one picks.
They're like decided that they're gonna take them,
right?
But I think they're still, the Pistons are still kind of listening to trades a little bit to an extent. But I think the sources around the league are leaning towards them staying put, and not making any moves there. The Pacers are also trying to juggle trade talks with their number 13 pick. Also got their players Miles Turner, T.J. Warren, and trying to sign and trade, you know, for some of those restricted free agents out and about this year. So the Pacers are trying to make some moves to, I guess, get back to contending or, you know, playoff wise.
Sounds more like a rebuild to me. Yeah. Miles Turner and T.J. Warren, other than Sabonis, kind of their best players. I mean, Miles Turner was pretty good this past year, right? Didn't he lead the NBA in blocks?
Yeah, he did lead the NBA in blocks. He's been inconsistent, though, I feel like, and wasn't T.J. Warren hurt most of this year?
T.J. Warren had his one little moment in the bubble. Remember that? When he just went on an absolute tear? And I think that's the only reason people even kind of remotely know what his name is. Because other than that, he's been pretty irrelevant with the Pacers.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll see if any of those moves come through fruition, stuff like that. And also, I'm sure more stuff will obviously keep coming out all day as far as NBA trade rumors go, right up until the draft. They always do. So
if you're curious, I mean, I don't know. Cade Cunningham, I think we all know, is, like, really good. I wonder what level he's on. Because, like, if you are the Pistons, Cam, like, would you consider – because, I mean, we know the Pistons are just awful. They're god-awful. Yeah. I mean, they got nothing going for them. They got, what, like a couple of maybe okay young players? That Sadiq Bey, I guess, is like the only good young player.
Isaiah Stewart was on the all-rookie team.
Yeah, nobody even knows who that is. That's my point. They're terrible. They're terrible. They're a terrible team. Would you consider, you know, possibly taking a, you know, decent two or three players for the number one pick or taking a couple more draft picks? Would you consider doing that just to – because, I mean, is Cade Cunningham really going to – completely change this team, this franchise? Does he have that ability?
I mean, I think, like, who's there? They have what's that point guard? I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head Killian Hayes, yeah. They think him and Killian Hayes would pair pretty well together as far as, you know, one of them can play off ball either, you know, very interchangeably. Cade Cunningham, and, you know, I think he's one of those guys that, I mean, people think he's the best guy in the draft, obviously. So I think it's one of those things where, if you end up trading out and he ends up being that level player, you're like, oh, man, we really messed up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take him, people are going to be like, ah, he didn't work out. Well, I mean, he was the consensus number one. What can you do? Like, that's not on y'all. Everybody was on the same page. So I think it's one of those things where you kind of just have to sit there and take it just because, yeah, you don't want to be the team that misses on, like, a generational guy. I don't think, you know, trading for a bunch of draft picks and a couple other players will really do anything for you either. So you got to kind of hope this guy can be, you know, borderline generational and or anything like that. And got to hope he can put a little pop into your franchise. So I think you got to stay put if you're the Pistons, and I think that's what they'll end up doing.
Yeah, because they need Cade to almost have, like, the Donovan Mitchell effect, as in getting drafted and immediately becoming the face of the franchise. Like, that's the only – that's really the only hope they have.
A lot more pressure, too. I mean, Mitchell wasn't even, he was first round, but he was pretty late. He was late in the first round. The lottery, 20 picked? Yeah, I think he may have went outside the top 20.
Yeah, which we'll see what happens. But I kind of want to go back to what you were talking about, Cam, with the Warriors, with their 7-14.
Yeah.
Could you see a guy like Siakam get traded
to that and be worth those picks? I think they talked about that once. I mean, I guess it's up to the eye of the beholder, if you think he's actually, like, worth that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been really good at times. Like, he's had times where people are like, oh, yeah, this guy looks like he can carry the team. But then, you know, he gets to the playoffs, doesn't really do it, things like that. But also at the same time, on the Warriors, I mean, he's not going to have to carry the team like that.
Yeah.
Like, no. Steph and Clay, he's going to become more of a, you know, third complimentary guy, which I think suits him better.
I think you'd have to part ways with Draymond. Him and Draymond's game are a little bit similar. Like, both can't really shoot.
I mean, yeah.
Both kind of about – moving the ball around, cutting, like, that's kind of how I picture Siakam a little bit with the Raptors. But I don't know if you can have both those guys
like
on the court at the same
time. I feel like you keep Draymond a little bit just because of his facilitating. I think you kind of still have him, like, bring up the ball somewhat, have Curry and Thompson running off ball, Siakam, you know, kind of holding down the middle. I think you could kind of make it work.
To almost move him to, like, the three.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, but I think they could coexist. just because, yeah, Draymond's so good with his offensive IQ as far as passing and stuff like that. I think it could kind of work out. But, yeah, no, I see what you're saying, too. Like, Draymond's been, like, their small ball five, stuff like that. Like, yeah either you're going to have Siakam on the court there, too, or not. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. That's definitely a possibility. I don't think they're going for, like, a Ben Simmons or anything. Haven't seen anything tie him to, like, him or anything like that. But, yeah, no, they would take a starting caliber player. I don't know, you know, what that entails, who that would entail. I don't know who starting caliber players are really out there on the block that teams are shopping for a situation like this. But they are definitely on the market. It seems like a lot of teams are out here on the market trying to, you know, kind of test things out. And kind of see where teams are at. Seems like a lot of teams are willing to move, and a lot of teams want to move, it seems like. So I'm sure some stuff is going to get done. That's what it kind of seems like we're trending towards. But I do think the top one, or probably one through three picks, are probably pretty steadfast as far as staying put.
Yeah,
not necessarily
I would agree.
The order. Because, you know, you see a lot of stuff back and forth between Jalen Green and Evan Mobley. And even, like, Kuminga slides up there sometimes as far as people that are being discussed in the top three. So we'll kind of see how it plays out.
Got to keep an eye on our Vols as well. We think either one getting in the top 20 at this point, or we have our doubts.
I think Keon will go top 20. I think he's going to slide out of the top 10. I think some other guys have helped
There's what
more.
Last mock draft, I believe we saw yesterday. He was outside the top 20, wasn't he? Wasn't he like 22 or 23?
Yeah, he was below Jaden, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the latest NBA mock draft on ESPN, they have him at 16 to the Thunder.
That's a cozy range for him.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I think Thunder, you know, have the ability to take flyers on these high potential players.
I mean, why not? You got so many picks. I mean, you just got to hit on a few of them and you'll be okay. So
you can afford to be like, hey, maybe this works. So, I think that's definitely a doable spot. All he needs is one team to fall in love with him, and I think that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Spring is going to slide out of the top 10, but I think he'll still go top 20. Springer, I think, is pretty solid in the 20s somewhere.
Springer, on this mock draft, they have him dropping to the second round. They have him at right at the outside the first round at 31 to the Bucks. So
I think that'd be a good fit for him.
That would be interesting, but, man, falling to the second round.
I'd lean that he'll stay first round, but we don't know. We will find out tonight.
So what's your guys' prediction here? Ben Simmons, does he get traded tonight? You think it happens?
I'm going to say yes.
Really?
I'm going to be yes.
I'm going to say no just because they're asking for so much, and clearly teams are not feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to just take – somebody's going to –
they're going to settle?
A little bit. I think there's also going to be a team that's going to be like, all right, if this guy's available at this draft pick, we want him. And then he's going to get taken earlier, and they'll be like, let's trade for Simmons or do something like that. I think you could get one of those kind of situations with a team that's just like, we can get a star here. We're not going to get the draft prospect we want, so we might as well go get a high-level guy like Simmons and see if we can do anything with him. So I think somebody will make a move. I think the Sixers, I think that report with them coming out that they want to get it done tonight shows that they have somewhat of a sense of urgency to try and get this done sooner rather than later. Like, I understand where you come from, Draymond, as far as like, they should wait, kind of just, you know, see what's out there. But also at the same time, like, I don't know, if you like some players in this draft class, you want to get the help in as soon as possible because you still feel like you're in a championship window. So I think you still want to get some assets in this year. And so, getting the 2022 and 2023 draft picks, you're going to be like, okay, we're losing a year off Embiid. Who knows how well his health's going to hold up.
True.
I feel like you're trying to get everything you can right now. So I think he'll be gone.
Just seems, like you said, just seems a little rushed.
Yeah.
Especially when you have, like, the whole first half of the season where we see trades happen. I mean, when did James Harden got traded? A few weeks into the season, into the season.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you could kind of play it out. Maybe whoever doesn't get traded ends up demanding a trade, like a Bradley Beal, like somebody like that, where it's forcing his way out, like James Harden did. Like, we all kind of, you know, knew James Harden was upset, unhappy, rumors here and there, and then it didn't really do much until he basically had to force his way out. So I think if I'm Philly, I'd like to keep my options open. But like you said, Draft picks, though. Draft picks. It's got to make a – oh, if I'm a Sixers fan, I'm sick hearing that. Draft picks.
Just the process.
Keep the process going. But, yeah, we'll hit a quick break here. Come back on the other side. Probably change gears up a little bit from the NBA draft talk. See what else is going on around the world of sports. So stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, switching gears a little bit. I guess we'll kind of touch on the NFL, see what's kind of going on there. More teams are kicking off training camps and stuff today, so we're really getting to the full swing of everything.
Hall of Fame game is next week, Cam.
Is it really?
Hall of Fame game is next week.
Holy cow.
August, what we say, Ryan? August 5th, the Cowboys, 5th. Cowboys Steelers, and that is next Thursday.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Is it always the Cowboys?
No, the Hall of Fame game, Cowboys have done it before. They've done a couple different teams. I couldn't really even tell you. I know, like, I want to say the Dolphins one year, maybe. I mean, they've had some different teams here or there. Usually it's like an AFC, NFC type game. Nice. But this was supposed to be the game last year as well. The Hall of Fame game, of course, got canceled because of COVID. But yeah, a week from today is. Football. Football
That's
action,
insane.
Baby. Here it comes.
Yeah. I'm into that. I love me some football, so I'll be watching that. Wow, I did not realize it was that soon. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. When is – okay. Okay, so that's then. Yeah, I guess first preseason games are on, like, the 13th.
Is your boy going to get some reps in that game?
Who, Dak?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't he
Dak a little banged
again?
Up. By the way, shout out to my boy Dak Prescott. Happy birthday. Turning 28, I believe. Cam, if I'm not mistaken, how old was Michael Jordan when he won his first NBA championship? Was he 28? Oh, yeah, he was.
Did he play football?
Oh, no, but you know, I'm just saying, you know, some stars, some, you know,
was
goats, you
off,
could say, really
a,
peak right before they turned 30.
A gruesome leg injury.
Jordan did have a pretty bad injury there early in his career that he came back from, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe not the year before that, but yeah, he missed like a whole entire season because of an ankle injury, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
I believe his second or third year. So, yeah, you know, he did kind of come back from an injury, Cam, and did kind of become one of the greats. So, I'm not saying anything. Just shout out, happy birthday. But
I guess good thing Dak Prescott's injured again, huh?
A little nicked up. Everybody's going to blow this
shoulder
all out of proportion. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to blow out a little shoulder strain? Strain out of proportion
here? I feel
like
the shoulder's pretty important to the quarterback position.
Ah, they said he'll rest a few days. He'll be fine. Don't you sit there and worry, Cam.
Okay.
Don't you sit there and worry
just
about
checking.
It. He'll be okay.
Just checking. I just see him on the injury reports along with the other half of the Cowboys. So I was just wondering.
It's early. Some veterans resting. Amari Cooper kind of getting a little rest in. No big deal. What do you guys make of Michael Thomas?
Oh,
Sean Payton just absolutely dragging Michael Thomas. Your boy, Cameron, I'm sure you're pretty offended that Sean Payton just going to drag your boy Michael Thomas like that.
It's well deserved. He's an idiot. I don't know why you'd wait this long to do your surgery.
Pulling a Scottie Pippen, if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
I mean, waiting
like
to do a surgery
right
just to miss
the
season.
It's not like they were in the playoffs that long or anything. So, like, you could have done it right after the season, rocked it out. Been good, you know, early on. You probably still would have missed a game or two, but you probably, you know, be back sooner rather than later. But now you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to wait all the way till June. And, now he's supposed to miss a few months into the season. So, who else do the Saints have at receiver? No one? Emmanuel Sanders, is he still there? Yeah.
Marquez Callaway.
Hey,
go Vols.
Somebody's
going to get –
have to step up, and, you know, some of those guys are going to get more playing time cause without him.
I really do think, like, Michael Thomas is going to get traded in the next – I don't think he makes it to 2022. I don't. I think he gets traded next offseason.
He should
that.
Be.
Like, honestly
– I mean, they talked about it this past year. They dabbled
yeah,
it
just,
a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you heard the rumors, and you had the whole – well, is he injured? Is he not injured? Like the whole entire season, you had the whole report of him punching a player and getting kicked out of practice. And, you know, basically, if I'm not mistaken, like I think he was expected to play in that Monday night game against the Chargers when they, you know, they had that crazy comeback, crazy game.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was expected to play. And that was the same week that he punched Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, which, you know, Chauncey also got punched by Javon Wims. Maybe it was more of a CJ Gardner Johnson thing. I don't know. But I was gonna say maybe it's more of a him thing. But either way, you know, you had that situation, you have him just being hurt all year, you have him getting his contract and not really doing much with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you lose Drew Brees. Like, Could Michael Thomas really see a drop-off? Because we know him and Drew Brees kind of went hand-in-hand for the most part. So I really would not be shocked a year later that he could go from, what, offensive player of the year, breaking the NFL record in catches, and to being traded.
Yeah. Are we sensing a little AB? Little AB timeline kind of drama?
He's not on that same level. I mean,
he's getting there, though.
Antonio Brown was just – it was kind of a – circus show for a minute. I mean, there was a headline every day of something negative coming out about Antonio Brown. I don't think Michael Thomas is to that degree, but I do think that this relationship, when you have Sean Payton coming out and pretty much saying, like, yeah, the guy should have done it a lot sooner, and was pretty showing a lot of frustration about it, Cam. I mean, he was you could tell he was pretty upset about the whole situation.
I mean, the Saints are going to stink this year. It makes me so happy.
Dumpster fire. They're going to be at the bottom, aren't they, for the South.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see how Carolina bounces with Darnold, but
yeah,
that Saints defense is still pretty good, but we'll see how Jameis, you know, gets stuff going. But they have the potential to not be very good this year. I think they'll be under 500.
I mean, you still have Marshawn Lattimore, who could potentially be suspended after he had an arrest a month or two ago.
Right.
They had a defensive lineman, was it Onyemata or whoever it was, who got suspended as well because of enhancing substance, something like that.
They got some stuff going on.
Right. So I was going to say, and then you put pile on top of that the loss of Drew Brees, lost a couple other guys. Like, yeah, they could be down bad this year.
Thank goodness my team always has unproblematic receivers.
Are you sure? Because aren't I seeing some Roddy White and Julio Jones news?
Those aren't our receivers.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Our receivers are unproblematic always. But yeah, NFL stuff. That's wild. But I'm still blown with the games next week. That's crazy. That's freaking me out.
Right around the corner.
Apparently, some other stuff. Cardinals apparently are now over 90% vaccinated.
Good
another
for them.
Team on that list.
I guess the official report came out about Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh yeah. He was blasting the Giants. That was a big thing there.
He's not a coach that can even win a Super Bowl. I wonder how him and Joe Judge just got into each other like that.
He started hammering Joe Judge in the quotes and stuff they got from him.
Yeah, he's a know-it-all.
Him being selfish.
That's not how it's supposed to work. We can all learn from each other. We're all humans at the end of the day. The true colors will come out.
Well, I don't expect the Giants to be any good, so... I guess we will see
that
Joe Judge isn't doing anything there, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like it all started with overweight issues for
Kelvin.
Kind
of like what we talked about yesterday. Yeah, what was he, 3 pounds? It was only like 3 pounds.
3 pounds.
What I said.
And the judge said like 50, he was 15 pounds over, so I guess Kelvin kind of took that personal right there. He's like, bro, chill. I'm a little bit bigger, but not like that.
3 pounds?
Jeez, yeah. So, yeah, that was just a weird situation there where they're getting into a screaming match and then the player ends up getting cut. So, Giants, seems like everything's going great over there. Let's say, what else did we see? There is, I think the Giants also had a offensive lineman leave camp with an injury. One of their starting offensive linemen.
The Ravens' like entire offense isn't participating right now.
Between
COVID, protocols, Hollywood Brown got hurt.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all that. Like,
what a mess. Xavien Howard, he requested a trade yesterday from the Miami Dolphins. They say he's taking it pretty professionally, like he's still at camp, practicing stuff like that. But
good.
He has requested a trade and wants off that team. Apparently, a couple. I hate when like the reporters and stuff are like, hey, a couple playoff teams are interested in.
You can't list the teams. Like, come on.
Well,
just
even not even that. You don't know they're gonna make the playoffs. Like, you don't.
I assume they're meaning like playoff contenders from last year, right?
Yeah,
you would think, but still,
Because you never know. NFL has ups and downs all the time. It's hard to repeat stuff. So, I don't know. Playoff team seems pretty subjective. But yeah, they're just like, yeah, a couple playoff teams have already reached out. Apparently Miami wants multiple first-round picks for him, which obviously he's a very good player. So,
Which team would this help out the most? A team that is a playoff team, do you think?
The Seahawks could definitely use a lockdown corner.
Yeah, it would help outside match up with Griffin over there.
I don't know if they'd have the ability with, you know, paying Jamal Adams, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know if they have the money for it. Trying to think who else.
I feel like 49ers kind of need a cornerback a little bit.
49ers, yeah. It wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't
replace
hurt
Sherman.
All.
Yep.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt 49ers at all. I'm sure Kansas City could always.
I was about
another,
to say he's probably gonna end up just going to Kansas City. Man, I mean, like at this point,
Green Bay, Paramount with Jair out there. You got a pretty good combo.
That'd be nasty, yeah.
Kind of teams like that. I mean, pretty much anybody could use him. To
oh,
be
yeah,
honest,
yeah. You could use a lockdown corner.
It just
for
kinda,
sure.
Yeah, depends on who's got the cap room and assets and willing to actually make that move for him.
Do we know what kind of like financial figures he's trying to get right here, or
no? Because he's in the middle of a contract, if I remember right. So I think he just wants to change it up, and then obviously he'll get a deal somewhere else. But mm-hmm.
He had as many interceptions as I believe 10 different teams last year.
Wouldn't surprise me. He's probably one of the best ball hawking corners in the league right now. So yeah, obviously would be a big help to a team. I'm sure the Titans could use him, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They always could use defensive help, it seems like.
Oh, snap.
Outside of that, Brandon Brooks left practice with a hamstring issue for the Eagles. Starting left guard Shane Lemieux for the Giants has to take a cart off as well. So he just got some injuries, and like you kind of mentioned, COVID with the Ravens. So we got some players out for, you know, early camp, stuff like that. But so far, so good. It kind of seems like as far as most people getting the action going, training camp getting started, things going on there pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, Travis Kelce dropped out of practice today with tightness in his back and hips.
Jeez.
Everybody's getting a little banged up, it seems like.
Yeah, that's no surprise. I feel like that's just kind of training camp.
A lot of it's precautionary.
You get a little nicked
stuff.
Up, you say, yeah, this ain't worth it. And then you sit out of a couple practices.
For sure, yeah. But yeah, crazy with the game is next week. That is so wild to me. Football's almost back.
It's awesome.
We're getting
it's exciting.
There. We're getting there.
We had top DBs from Madden.
All
you want to hear some Madden ratings, Cam?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, it was a surprise. So you got Ramsey, number one, by the way, making the 99 overall club. Probably no surprise there.
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore, we still think he number two, 97
really?
Overall.
He could get humbled a little bit.
You had Jair Alexander as a 95. That seems a little high as well. Tre'Davious White, 93. Humphrey at 92.
Yeah.
Speaking of Xavier Howard, he's number 6 at 91. James Bradbury at 90 overall.
It's cold.
Denzel Ward, 89. Kendall Fuller, 89. Darius Slay, 88.
They had all the names in there. The order could be
Stephon Gilmore, though.
Bit.
I think that's still a little high for him.
Yeah.
With kind of
yeah,
the down year he had.
Some, but.
Like, I would rather have Xavier Howard.
Yeah.
Over Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
Easy.
For sure.
Okay. Corners. Oh, yeah. I don't have a disagreement with that list.
Man. So are they just doing this just to get everybody excited for Madden? Just
yeah.
releasing them like one each day.
Yeah, they also had the safeties as well. I believe Tyrann Mathieu, highest rated safety.
Really?
Okay.
You had Buda Baker, number 2. Devin McCourty, Jesse Bates. Is that Charlie's boy?
Yeah,
talking about how good
Jesse Bates
is.
Was
trying to rave about
ago.
Jesse Bates to me like he's one of the greatest safeties. I guess number 4 on Madden. There you go, Chuck.
Bates is really good. Yeah.
Justin Simmons, number 5. Jamal Adams, 90 overall at number 6. Harrison Smith, 90 overall at number 7. You had Eddie Jackson, Amos, and Minka Fitzpatrick all 89 overalls.
Should be higher.
Yeah, Minka is
a little
so
surprised
low.
About that. Number 10.
You didn't have a bad season.
No.
Yeah, like
I mean, Steelers defense was still really good.
Yeah. Golly, that's disrespect right there. Man. Buda Baker's a nice piece, though. I'm surprised they didn't drop
really
him
good.
Just because of him getting caught by DK on that play.
Drop the speed a little bit.
Maybe they did. Who knows on speed rating? But yeah, NFL right around the corner. I'm pumped up. I'm really excited for the NFL season. I love NFL season.
We're going to have to get some NFL predictions coming up soon, Cam.
Yeah,
it's
I guess
about
so.
That time.
With the game next week.
Yeah,
we got to get those out before we, you know, start hitting this stuff.
Yeah, preview some divisions.
Yeah, things like that. So, yeah, it's getting close. Yeah, so if that game's next week, legit preseason will be the week after that. So we're 2 weeks from preseason.
That's nice.
Not too shabby. It's coming up fast.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any recent rumblings with your Falcons? As they're reporting?
Not really. Training camp started today for them as far as practice and stuff going. So they're looking good. Calvin Ridley out there working it. Already back from his offseason surgery. Take that, Michael Thomas.
Wow.
Unproblematic as always. So we're handling the business. Everything is fine in Atlanta. Kyle Pitts looking good out there. Love to see it. So they'll be fine. Not super banged up right now. Guess a couple weeks, got a first preseason game against that team over in Nashville. So
open up with the Titans, huh? Mm-hmm. Is it in Nashville?
I think it's in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you care for going to have you ever went to a preseason game,
yeah.
Cameron?
Yeah, I go to preseason games sometimes. It's interesting because, you know, they usually charge about the same at preseason games as they do
Wait, really?
Season.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work?
NFL teams will charge about the same.
That's not fair.
But I've gotten in for cheap before. Like, if you can get the team, usually people will, like, if season ticket holders usually will sell their preseason tickets cheaper. So you usually can get in there for a decent rate. So I've gone to a few. Like I said, I love preseason stuff. I like watching the guys trying to make the roster and see what the rookies and stuff have. So I get really interested in stuff like that. So I'm definitely tuned in the preseason. So I am excited for that as well.
You gonna try to go to a game?
Yeah, I'm trying to go to that Philly opener for the Falcons. Ooh. I'm not gonna go to any of the preseason, but I'm gonna try to go to the opening game in Atlanta down there, week one, Philadelphia. Give Jalen Hurts some early season trouble. And, you know, start off the season with a win before we head to Tampa Bay. So, fast start. But, yeah, I'm trying to get to that one for sure. Love going to games.
You going to check out the Cowboys this year, Draven? Thinking about it?
Well.
He turned down my offer to go to Dallas.
I know. Going to Dallas, it's such a commitment. And, again, I've said this before, right, man? You know, I know John, who's usually, big game John, is what they like to call him. He's always at the big games, right? I'm the complete opposite.
Really?
Maybe you can call me a coward. You can call me whatever you want. But honestly, the way I picture it, Ryan, is I don't want to drive all the way to Dallas, Texas, or fly, or however I'd get there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend all that money, do all that effort, do all that work just to go watch them lose and be just really angry for a day and just kind of – because you could say, well, it's about the experience. Well, it's about seeing the team. You get to see the city of Dallas, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're not going to be able to enjoy it after a loss. There's no way. There's no way. Tell me I'm wrong, Cam. Like, it's nice for you and the Hawks win the games that you go to. You know, that's
teams
nice.
Teams don't lose for me when I'm in person.
And, you know, I've went to a Cowboys game, and they did beat the Titans in Nashville a few years back, 2014. So that was cool. That was nice. But it was also only, you know, a 3-hour drive. We had a place to stay in Nashville. It's a lot different. You go through all that commitment to watch them lose. I would be disgusted. I would. Yeah. It would completely ruin the whole trip. And every time I'd look back at that trip, it wouldn't be a good memory. I could just be reminded of the loss.
That's true.
That's kind of how I feel about going to games.
Sorry, your team's not trusted to win.
That's true. Okay. And it'll just be a long trip home.
Well, come on. The NFL, you never know what's going to happen. You really do.
That's true.
Like, they just never know. Could be a bad upset, injury. Like, imagine.
Doesn't happen to me, but you can imagine. Sure. It's okay. You're scared to watch the Falcons beat them in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Just terrified. Terrified of those Falcons. That's what
down.
It is. Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, that's okay. Maybe I'll go without you.
Go to Jerry's World. Man, the stadium would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably all right. It's no Mercedes-Benz.
If you drive down there,
all right.
Drive down there, I'll ride with you.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Have Cam screaming in my ear while I'm trying to watch the Cowboys. That's what I need. After every time Calvin Ridley makes a 2-yard catch, he's in here screaming in my ear.
Calvin Ridley
that'll be great.
Top 5 receiver and 20-plus yard receptions last year. He'll be down the field on y'all.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's see Diggs running behind him.
We'll see.
Trayvon.
I would guarantee that our receiver group will have a better game than your receiver group, including Kyle Pitts. Throwing Kyle Pitts in there. I might even guarantee Blake Jarwin has a better game than Kyle Pitts.
Oh.
That game. I just might.
That's funny. That's funny.
Anything can happen.
Streaming in hour one with some jokes. But hour one is in the book. Hour two on deck. Stick with us, Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.